with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House argues that federal judges who rule against the Trump administration are creating a constitutional crisis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Critics of the president's expansive actions and executive orders warn of a constitutional crisis, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt maintains that judges are responsible for the crisis.
We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law.
Some of the federal judges who have temporarily blocked Trump policies were appointed by Republican presidents, including Donald Trump himself. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says NATO membership for Ukraine is unrealistic, and in sweeping remarks suggested Kyiv should abandon hopes of winning all its territory back from Russia.
It's hard to overstate, really, how much of a body blow politically today is for Ukraine. I think every utterance from Pete Hegseth in Brussels on NATO membership being off the table in a peace agreement, in any future foreign troop deployments in Ukraine not being under a NATO umbrella, and on that, there'll be no American boots on the ground. He talked about a restoration of Ukraine's borders, i.e. the complete removal of Russian forces. He called that an illusion.
That's BBC correspondent James Waterhouse reporting. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin had agreed to begin negotiations on ending the Ukraine war. In a social media post, the Republican disclosed a call between the two leaders and said they would work together very closely. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 225 points. This is SRN News. A healthcare system in Michigan abandons transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Corewell Health says it will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children in an effort to help them live as the opposite sex. Corewell has also banned sex change operations on kids, although it says it never had performed any in the past. The action is a direct result of President Trump's executive order that will pull federal funding from any entity that promotes transgenderism, especially amongst children under the age of 18. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's ready to take his fight against transgenderism to the International Olympic Committee. Mr. Trump wants the IOC to change everything having to do with the Olympics and having to do with this absolutely ridiculous subject ahead of the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. The president is fresh off signing an executive order designed to keep men out of women's sports. This is SRN News. President Trump is tossing out Joe Biden's green energy regulations on Americans' household appliances.
In a social media post, President Trump said he was instructing Environmental Protection Agency Secretary Lee Zeldin to oversee the matter. Joe Biden imposed climate standards for appliances, including gas stoves, washing machines, and dishwashers, which would result in higher-priced alternatives. Biden also imposed a ban on incandescent light bulbs. Back in September of 2019, then-President Trump said that he would keep the incandescent light bulbs so that people would have a choice and a less expensive alternative. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Military officials say a U.S. Navy jet has crashed off the coast of San Diego and the crew has been rescued. A Coast Guard official says the two occupants of the EA-18G Growler were picked up after the crash and are in stable condition. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.